With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential caucuses in Nevada, giving the billionaire businessman three straight wins in the race for the GOP nomination. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has been covering the Nevada caucuses. He joins us live from Reno. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good morning, Steve.
Did you get any sleep last night or a pretty late night for you?
Things were a little bit late, for sure.
Well, so Trump wins by this huge margin. I mean, how was he able to do that?
You saw him pull support, according to exit polls and some interviews that I've been doing with voters, from people who identify themselves as very conservative, people who identify themselves as conservative, and people who identify themselves as moderate. It was just interesting to see the breadth of the support he got. He got very close to 50%, which has been a big question for him. Can he pull in the support of enough people so that when other candidates one by one drop out of the race, that he would still be able to beat the remaining opponent? And he might not be there yet, but he appears to be on the path to it. And some of the interviews I had with voters showed that even though he might not be, you know, even though there are a lot of voters who will not vote for him no matter what, there are also some voters who are not supporting him right now, but do say that he would be his second choice. I tried to ask everyone who they were caucusing for and why. And then I also circled back to speak with people, or actually record people, who were kind of debating each other at these big round tables, which each precinct had. And there were several precincts in this big room at Reno High School. So let's hear from a supporter from Trump, and then a supporter of Rubio, and a supporter of Ted Cruz. And we'll start with Emily Valine, who caucused for Donald Trump.
The choice that I'm going to make tonight, because I think it will be us against Hillary, we have to have somebody that will pummel her, who's not afraid to call it for what it is. I think we're in a fight for our republic, and I think this is it. This is do or die. And if God help us, if we get a Hillary Clinton as a president, because we will be East Berlin all over again. And we need a person who can bring out the gloves and take her down.
Rubio.
Marco Rubio. We've met him. We think that he's the right person to lead the country. He says it's his time, his generation's time. We're older than Marco. I agree with him. I think Hillary's time is past. And I think Mark will do a great job.
He's articulate. He's to the point. I think he's honest. He's as honest as any of them. And the thing right now that I really, really like is that he hasn't gotten in the fray and the nastiness. He's managed to stay above that. And I think he could unite the Republican Party right now. The other two leaders won't.
I don't think Donald Trump means what he says. I wouldn't trust him to be dog catcher. I agree with what he says, but he'll turn on us and we'll end up with the, at best, middle of the road, vanilla type compromiser, and that'll do us no good. Now, my opinion is the one that has the best chance to win, Rubio, and two is the one that actually believes what Trump says is Cruz. Cruz is more of an outsider than Trump ever believed in. That's why in Washington he's a hated person, because he's the one that will actually go in and tear things up. Trump is a compromiser. His whole career was built on compromising with everybody. You can't do business in New York City unless you compromise and bribe. So all I'm saying is anybody but Trump. And I'm going with him, Cruz.
So that was Edward Baer, a 70-year-old retiree who moved to Reno from Pennsylvania, where he says he used to run a hot dog truck. He's a Ted Cruz supporter. Before him, Thomas and Mary Conklin, who caucused for Marco Rubio. He's 71. She's 65. He's an ophthalmologist, and she's retired. And we started with Emily Valine, a 56-year-old office worker and Donald Trump supporter.
So, Ben, we're talking with Ben Adler from Capital Public Radio. He's recording. He's live right now in Reno, and he's been covering the Nevada caucuses. You know, we heard some reports of maybe some sketchy things going on at some of the caucus sites, people who were counting votes that shouldn't be. I mean, did you see anything that didn't look right? Or?
not at Reno High School. Everything seemed to flow very smoothly there. And I could only go off of comparing the Republican caucus that I saw to the Democratic caucus I saw. Things were a lot more calmer at the Republican caucus. You have a different process where you can come in, vote, leave. You are kind of voting publicly. There is discussion between supporters of each candidate. So that's similar. But for the Democratic caucus, you've got to be there the entire time for your vote to count. I saw one supporter of Hillary Clinton leave early, and at a very pivotal time, it ended up costing her candidate a delegate. But she had to leave to go to work, and it was a long process. Whereas the Republican caucuses, you could vote at the beginning, at the end. Some people stayed the whole time. Others just were there very briefly, although there were very long lines to check in.
Okay, well, Ben, hey, thanks for your time. I know you're going to be on Insight with Beth Rujak this morning at 9. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks, Ben. That's Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler. He joined us live from Reno. You can follow Ben on Twitter, @AdlerBen. This is Capital Public Radio.